Welcome to Up Gunners, the ultimate podcast for Arsenal football fans worldwide. You're ready to dive into the latest updates, insightful analysis, breaking news, and all things Arsenal from the perspective of a passionate Nigerian supporter. Now join me, Tony Doe, as I explore the highs, lows, and everything in between of being part of the Gunners family. So grab your jersey, settle in, and let's kick off this journey together. Up Gunners! Dear listener, let me introduce to you my son, Kenneth Joseph. I watched the game with the family, and he's very passionate about Arsenal. And look, he's not the father's pressure. This was a choice he made himself, and he absolutely loves this club.
Hi, I'm Kenneth Joseph, and I am an Arsenal fan.
So, Kenneth, we watched the game together, right? And what stood out for you?
Well, I really think our players played like they really meant it. Because we are not doing any of those slacking off we used to do last season. It was more like we were focused on the game than on what we were going to do.
You seem to think that Arsenal has a chance of winning the Premier League this season. Why?
Because our players are more experienced now. They're more bold. They're more stronger now. So they can beat any club. Just like last week, we beat the undefeatable Liverpool 3-1.
9-year-old Gunner Kenne Joseph, aka Joey Doe. Arsenal pulled off an extraordinary 6-0 victory against West Ham in a historic Premier League away triumph. The highlight was Declan Rice's spectacular long-range goal against his former club, sealing the deal as Bukayo Saka found the net twice. This defeat marks West Ham's most significant home league loss since 1963 and extends their winless streak to 7 games, intensifying the pressure on poor manager David Moyes. Meanwhile, Arsenal's dominant win keeps them within striking distance of league leaders Liverpool, solidifying their hopes for the title. This remarkable victory, the Gunners' largest in a Premier League away fixture, underscores their resurgence under manager Mikel Arteta. Arsenal captain Martin Odegaard praises his team following their impressive 6-0 triumph over West Ham. Odegaard highlights the squad's resilience and relentless pursuit of goals throughout the match. He expresses delight in his own contributions to creating opportunities and assures fans of more thrilling performances to come. Arsenal's recent form, marked by 16 goals in 4 games, showcases their determination under Odegaard's leadership, promising fans more excitement in future matches. Now let's delve into the standout performances from Arsenal's remarkable 6-0 victory over West Ham United, acknowledging the players who shone the brightest. First off, Declan Rice was sensational against his former club. Earning a commendable rating of 9, Rice contributed 2 assists and capped it off with a remarkable long-range goal. Next, Bukayo Saka displayed immense determination, scoring twice and etching his name in history as the youngest Arsenal player to reach 50 Premier League goals. Saka undoubtedly deserves his rating of 9. Martin Odegaard orchestrated Arsenal's attacks with finesse, providing crucial assists and exploiting gaps in West Ham's defense. He earns an 8 for his efforts. And Leandro Trossard played a pivotal role as a false 9, causing constant trouble for West Ham's defense and scoring a fantastic goal, earning him an 8 as well. During Arsenal's dominant performance against West Ham, manager Mikel Arteta made a bold decision to introduce 16-year-old academy graduate Ethan Nwaneri. Prompted by encouragement from Arteta's players, Nwaneri made a notable cameo appearance, showcasing his talent and potential.
There is something that you have to earn when you're in a team, that is the trust of your teammates. And I had 2 things. One, the players on the bench whispering, bring Ethan in, which is a great thing to hear. And the other one, when your teammates want to give you the ball all the time. If they do that, it's because they really trust you, and you can only have to see how many times he was involved in that. So, great sign.
Gabriel Magalhães has etched his name into Arsenal's history books with his scoring abilities. The Brazilian centre-back has risen to become the Gunners' second-highest scoring centre-back in Premier League history, with 14 goals under his belt. Gabriel now trails Laurent Koscielny, who leads the list with 22 goals. This milestone highlights Gabriel's influence from the defensive position, cementing his role as a pivotal figure in both present and future Arsenal campaigns. On X.com, previously known as Twitter, at AFCBanks_, Hips praises on Arsenal's Ben White for his stellar showing despite limited game time. White's recent performance, featuring an assist, an impressive 97% passing accuracy and impeccable tackling, has garnered admiration from supporters, including me. Despite his brief stint on the field, White's dedication and steadfast commitment to the team have not escaped notice. With an 80% success rate in duels, White consistently demonstrates his value as a crucial player for Arsenal. Now, do you agree or do you agree? Former Manchester United captain Gary Neville suggests that Arsenal might have an edge in the Premier League title race following their impressive win against West Ham. Calm down, Ferran. Leave on me talk. Neville proposes that being in third place without the burden of leading could suit the Gunners better this season. He stresses the significance of consistency and maintaining focus for Mikel Arteta's side amidst their strong form and mounting aspiration for a title challenge. We don't hear. Another one, former Manchester United captain too, Roy Keane, subtly critiques Arsenal's jubilant celebrations following their recent triumphs. He's busy advising us to remain focused despite our success, cautioning against us getting carried away. While acknowledging the significance of celebrating victories, Keane emphasizes the long road ahead in the league challenge, urging teams not to lose sight of their objectives. Yeah, we know. I don't know if you remember this day in history, but in a heroic return to Arsenal in 2012, football legend Thierry Henry made headlines once again with a breathtaking goal that secured a pivotal victory against Sunderland. The French striker, on a short-term loan spell from MLS side New York Red Bulls, left an indelible mark on the pitch as he propelled the Gunners toward Champions League qualification. Facing a resilient Sunderland side under new management, Henry entered the fray as a second-half substitute. With the match deadlocked and tension rising, Henry seized the moment of brilliance, connecting with Andrea Shavin's pinpoint cross to clinch a dramatic late winner, igniting euphoria among the travelling Arsenal faithful.
Against Barnsley. Got his cross in. Thierry Henry! It just had to happen, didn't it? He's left something to remember him by. And Arsenal have surely...
Henry's iconic goal not only secured three crucial points for Arsenal, but also reaffirmed his status as one of the club's greatest ever players. That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the Gunner spirit alive, and remember, Up Gunners!